弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天我带给大家的思想的主题是最不可以少的一件事。
Today I would like to share with you with a thing, the most necessary one.
在我们人生里面呢，有些事情呢是可有可无的。
There are things in our life could be necessary and could be unnecessary.
但是有些事情呢，你假如缺少了，就带来好大的困难了。
And however, if there is something lacking in our life, it will bring great trouble and difficulty.
那另外一方面呢，有些事情假如你有了，拥有的话，你一生就得到了祝福。
And however, if there is something we do possess in our life, we will be blessed throughout the journey on this earth.
所以我们在人生里面呢，一定要知道什么事是可以有可以无，什么事情是可以不可以缺少，有什么事情呢是一定要拥有的。
And therefore, we must have a discernment to determine what is necessary in our life and what is not.
我们能够分辨得到了，这是我们人生最大的一个智慧。
So it will be the great wisdom of ours if we do know how to discern the two.
在新约的圣经里面呢，我们听过一个关于少年的官的那个故事。
There's a story recorded in New Testament regarding to a young official.
那个少年的官呢，我们都晓得他的故事啦。他是一个有钱的人，有地位的人，也有好的道德。
As this young official who is rich and who is high in his social status, we know he almost has all.
而且呢，他拥有一个渴望永生的那个心智是非常重要的。
Also, he has a desire to know something about eternal life.
但是呢，主耶稣说，你还缺少了一件事情。
And yet, Jesus said to him, there is one thing he lacks of.
有件事情呢，他缺少了。
And what is the thing he lacks of?
所以呢，圣经是形容他的最后呢，他是忧忧愁愁的，就离开了。
And it is described in the scripture that he left Jesus with downcast.
那缺少的是什么呢？
And so, what did he lack?
缺少了一个，主耶稣对他说，你要变卖你所有的，救济穷人，你还要跟从我。
So, what is he lacking? Jesus said to him that you have to sell all of your possession and follow me.
这个是他的缺少的，所以他就变得忧忧愁愁了。
So, this is...the thing that he lacks of, and therefore he was worried and downcast.
那缺少的是一个真实的信仰。
What he lacks is a genuine faith.
所以他忧愁。
And therefore he was upset.
但是圣经里面有另外一个人呢，刚刚跟他相反的。
And however, there is a character in the scripture who is.Just opposite of this young official.
那个就是撒该。
And that is Zacchaeus.
圣经什么形容他呢？
And how did the scripture describe this character Zacchaeus?
圣经用宽宽喜喜的来形容撒该。
It described him that he went out joyfully.
他能够宽宽喜喜的，正刚刚是他拥有了那个少年的官所没有的。
And why he was overjoyed? Because he just possessed something that the young official did not have.
我们知道他是把真的变坏用了好多的钱来救济穷人。
Because he desired to help the poor with all his possessions.
而且呢，他是跟从了主。
And he followed the Lord.
于是他就是宽宽喜喜的。
And therefore he was overjoyed.
好了，今天我们读那个扫罗的一些事情。
And today we are going to focus a character called Saul.
我们读的时候又觉得他扫罗的情况呢，有点像了和那个扫人的官。
So when we focus our attention to Saul, we realize he is very alike to the young official we mentioned.
我们来看下一章的那个PowerPoint。好，这个了，这个是关于这个对扫罗的一个描述。
And this is the description to this young person, Saul.
当我读这个圣经的时候了，我有点感觉，我第一个感觉了就是，哎呀，我们过去了实在是误会了扫罗了。
As I meditate upon this passage, you have realized perhaps in the past we have misjudged this character Saul.
我们一直都觉得扫罗是一个不太好的人啊。
We always thought Saul was a very bad person.
但是这段圣经告诉我们，他并不是这样的。
And however, this passage reminds us he was not like that.
这个第一、第二节呢，讲到他是在他的那个父亲在他的父家来承受了一个很好的一个生命，可以用高富帅来形容他。
So from the first two verses here, we realize he was grown up with a very well-to-do family, and he has inherited something.That people look after, and we can call this person tall, handsome, and rich.
他的父亲是大能的勇士，又可以翻译作大才主。
And his father is a mighty warrior, or we can say he is rich and wealthy.
然后呢，扫罗呢又健壮又俊美。
And not only that, Saul himself is handsome.And well built.
在以色列人中，没有一个能比他身体比众民高过一头。
And he was described as handsome young man that cannot be found anywhere in Israel. He was a head taller than anyone else.
就是他又高比别人高过一头。
So he is a head taller than anyone else.
那是大财主的儿子。
And he is a son of a wealthy person.
他自己又是健壮又俊美。
And he is well built and he's handsome.
所以名副其实高富美。
So truly he is a person who all the girls like tall, handsome and rich.
不单如此。
Not only that.
他第三节了，他说扫罗的父亲即使丢了几条驴，他就吩咐儿子扫罗说，你带一个仆人去寻找驴。
According to verse 3, the donkeys belonged to Saul's father were lost, so Saul went out and tried to search for the donkey.
所以呢，他是一个可以信赖的。可以交托的一个忠心的儿子。
So we can say he is a faithful and can be trusted son.
第四节一个形容呢，可以把他的忠心呢形容得很好。
And verse 4 truly reflect how faithful Saul is.
第四节说扫罗就走过了以法莲的山地，走过了。
So it was described, Saul passed through the hill country of Ephraim.
又过了撒利撒地。
And through the area around Shalisha.
然后下面又说又过了沙林地。
And continue went on to the district of Shalim.
然后又过了便雅悯地。
And pass through the territory of Benjamin.
你没有看到，又过了，又过了，是表达了 他真的视而不舍，非常的忠心的来按照父亲的吩咐去找驴。
So we see that he continuously going through different areas, thoroughly try to search for the donkey of his father.
我们来看下一章的 slide, 下一章。然后呢，他说，这是可见呢，他是非常忠心的。
And therefore, we can tell he is a faithful person.
然后第五节是怎么说呢？
And what does verse 5 say?
他是非常体恤他的父亲。
He is a person who can truly understand his father's heart.
他说，我们不如回去吧，恐怕我父亲不为驴担心，挂心，反为我们担忧了。
Saul said to the servant who was with him, Come, let us go back, or my father will stop thinking about the donkeys and start worrying about us.
他是好孝顺的人啊。
So he is a son who truly honors his father.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？一个孝顺的人啊，他不会坏到什么地步的。
And truly, as we know, one who can truly follow and honor their parents, we can say this person won't go bad, usually.
假如相反呢，假如连父母都不孝顺的话呢，这个人也不会好到什么地步了。
On the same token, if a person who is rebellious against their parents, usually this person won't turn out good either.
所以呢，我们可以说扫罗是个好人，是个因为他纪念他的父亲，不想他担忧。
So we can conclude Saul is truly a good man who has a heart who truly empathizes his father's worry.
好，这是他对家人的体恤。
And this is how Saul understands his family.
然后第六节我们有看到他另外一个好处。
And when we continue to verse 6, we find out there is another good side of Saul.
仆人说，这城里有一位神人，是众人所尊重的，凡他所说的全都应验，我们不如往他哪里去，或者他能将我们所走的路指示我们，这是仆人给他的建议。
So right now, Saul's servants say to Saul, Look, in this town there is a man of God. He is highly respected, and everything he says comes true. Let us go there now. Perhaps he will tell us what way to take.
我们看到了结果了，扫罗真的听了他的话。
As we know, Saul actually took his advice.
所以呢，我们就看到扫罗却是一个尊重别人的意见的，听从别人的意见的一个谦卑的人。
And we realize Saul is a person who is humble and can take other people's advice well.
第七节
，Verse 7。
第七节，扫罗对仆人说：“我们若去，有什么可以送了人呢？”我们囊中的食物都吃尽了，也没有礼物可以送那神人，我们还有什么没有？
So Saul replied to his servant, If we go, what can we give the man? The food in our sacks is gone. We have no gift to take to the man of God. What do we have?
所以呢，你也看到扫罗啊，是一个好公道的人。
So we realize Saul is a truly a just person.
因为他去求人别人的帮助，他也觉得应该送那些人一些东西。
Because as Saul thinking about seeking help from others, he realized he should pay the favor back.
他是好公道的，是很好的啊。
So we can say he is a very considerate and fair person.
所以当我读到这个经文的时候，我第一个感觉就是，哎呀，我们真是误会了。扫罗了，原来他那么好的。
So when I went through this passage again, I realized we have misinterpreted Saul before. He's truly a good and fair person.
这是我第一个感觉。
This was my first impression.
但是呢，我读完之后，我有第二个感觉。
And however, after I read this again, I have another impression in my heart.
或者说第二个领受吧。
Or I can say the second understanding.
我觉得圣灵好像一下子把所有关于扫罗的好处都列出来了。
It seems Holy Spirit have composed all the good points of Saul and concentrated in this passage.
那个意思是告诉我们，只管我们有了所有的好处。
It seems like it is trying to tell us, even though we may possess all the good things on this earth.
但缺少了一件的话,
and however, if we lack one thing,
他的人生就是一败涂地了,
and the life could turn out to be a failure.
像, 看下一章,
so let us go to the next slide.
Last slide, 好, 好, 所以这是引言啊。人生有些事可有可无，有些事缺了就造成很大的伤害，相反有些不可缺少的、啊、一生都被祝福。我们向下一章。好了，这个都是我们刚才看过的下一章。好，第二个感觉啊，再下一章。好，现在我们要看的就是最重要的那一件事情是什么了。
Then we need to understand and reflectThen, what is the most important thing?
对于那个刚才提到的少年的官来说呢，他就是去周济穷人，然后去跟从主耶稣。
So to the young rich official, all he needs to do is to give out all his possession and then follow Jesus.
那对于扫罗来说呢，是一个真实的信仰，是尊重神。
And then,To Saul, perhaps he needs to truly have a genuine faith.
尤其是我们要注意一个真实的信仰。
That is, we need to have a genuine belief.
我们在保罗，在扫罗的生平中，我们看，确实看见，这是他最缺少的东西。
In the life of Saul, we realize that is one thing he lacks.
这也是我们今天要特别注意的。
And this also we need to be considered today.
我们都是有信仰的人。
We all have faith.
我们都好敬虔的每个星期去教会聚会。
And we dedicate Sunday to come and worship.
没有机会去的时候，我们还会在网上啊，在 Zoom 啊，乖乖的好好的来敬拜神。
Even if we couldn't attend church physically, we would try to log on online and attend Zoom meeting.
所以呢，我们都是有信仰的。
That we can say we are all devoted, faithful Christians.
但是我们要注意的是，我们是否有一个真实的信仰呢？
However, one thing we need to ask ourselves, is our faith genuine?
我们是否尊重神呢？
Do we truly honor God?
这是扫罗的那个缺少的那件事。
This is what Saul lacks.
啊，等一下我们会好好思想。
And later on we'll come to meditate upon it.
但是我们要确实是要注意的，就是有时候我们会连我们自己都好像被我们自己所欺骗了。
However, we do need to know, sometimes we have even deceived ourselves.
我觉得扫罗并没有要故意的做一个虚假的人。
I believe Saul was not, did not want to be a hypocrite person intentionally.
但是他确实是慢慢慢慢呢就显出了他信仰上的一些缺点了。
However, gradually he has expressed all the shortcoming of his faith in his life.
好好来看看扫罗的那个问题。
So let us see what problem does Saul have.
我有三点呢，可要跟大家思想的。
So I would like to.Share 3 points with you about Saul.
第一呢，就是明白一切好处从神而来，并懂得感恩。
So what is honoring God? What is a genuine faith? Is to understand that all good things come from the Lord, and we need to be grateful.
我们刚才看到了，他是个有很好条件的一个人。
We just read that Saul truly has a very good background.
大家都很羡慕他的。
I think people envy him.
我不晓得你怎么看你的人生。
I'm not sure how do you view your own life.
我不晓得你怎么来看你在生命中有拥有了各种的好处。
I'm not sure how you treat all the good things you have in life.
有些人生下来就非常聪明的。
Some people was born with high IQ.
真的这是非常能够容易去明白明白一些学问的。
And some people truly understand different knowledge easily.
有些人他生下来就好漂亮的。
Some people were born very pretty.
有些人生下来就富二代啊，就是很有钱的。
And some people were born from a rich family.
那你怎么来看你所拥有的东西？你懂得感恩吗？还是你觉得那是一个好幸运的事情？
So we need to know how do we treat the thing we just receive once we were born? Do we think this is good fortune?
我们不要讲别人，我们来讲看看自己。
Let us not just point our fingers to others, and let us just view ourselves.
当我们看到我们拥有的一切能够从心里面来感恩的话，你的信仰就是个真实的信仰。
If we can truly view all the good things we have in life with a genuine heart, then our faith is genuine.
这个好简单的事情，但是呢， this, 这个很能够测验我们的信仰的一个情况。
This is almost a test stone to view us if we have a grateful attitude of all the good things we have.
我们再来看那个扫罗。
And let us see Saul.
我们来看看下一章的slide 吧。我们来好，就这样了哈。那这扫罗呢？他的他拥有所有的东西，但是呢？我们发觉他并不懂得来感恩。
It seems like Saul, he has it all, and yet he did not have a grateful heart.
那为什么我说他不懂得感恩？
And how, why I make the remark about he is not grateful?
从一件事情呢，可以看得出来。
We can sort this out from one incident.
那他拥有的那种高富美的那个条件呢，在平常的时间里面呢，没有什么大问题的。
And during ordinary time, all Saul possess as a handsome, tall, and rich, it won't bring trouble and problem.
那他不懂得感恩呢，也没有什么大问题的。
Even though he did not know how to be grateful.It won't be a big issue.
但是当有一天那些群众说大卫杀死扫罗杀死千千的时候，那个问题就来了。
And however, once he heard the crowd saying David has killed tens of thousands and Saul kills thousands, then the problems start to emerge.
他没有办法容得下这样的一个群众的对大卫的称赞。
He couldn't take the praise from the crowd to other people.
那他就对大卫起了杀机了。
And because he's intolerant, he started to have a heart to kill David.
你知道这个就是问题的所在。
And as you see, this is the root of the problem.
一个懂得感恩的人是表示他知道一切都是恩典。他并 他并没有觉得自己有什么特别的好的地方，一切都是上帝的恩典。
A grateful person realizes all the good things he has is grace. Everything is from the Lord. There is nothing to be boast about.
就好像那个新约的扫罗啊，新约的扫罗就是保罗，他就有这个感恩的心了。
Just like Saul or Paul in the New Testament, he has a grateful heart.
他好清楚地宣告说，我今天成了何等人，是因为神的恩才成的。
He has claimed what the man have become, it is all because of grace of God.
所以呢，有这种感恩的心的话，他就没有这个扫罗旧约的扫罗的出现的问题了。
And because he has a grateful heart, and therefore he did not have the problem like Saul in the Old Testament.
我不晓得大家你在教会里面有没有去测验到自己啊？我们假如为别人而高兴，为别人得到恩典而高兴的话，是因为你有真实的信仰。
Perhaps we can do ourselves examine in church.If we truly happy and be joyful for other people's success, then this is a genuine test about our faith.
你自己没有孩子，但是当你看见弟兄姐妹生了好几个很可爱的孩子的话，你懂得为他来感恩的话，那你就是有真实的信仰。
Perhaps you are childless, and yet you are very happy for other families having many children.And you are happy for them. And this is an indication you do have a grateful and genuine faith.
你自己有某些特别的好处，而别人比你更好的话，你为他感恩的话，那你就有真实的信仰。
Perhaps you do possess something good, and you realize other people have something better, and you are happy for them. And this is also an indication of your genuine faith.
比方呢，George 呢，翻译英文非常好。
Perhaps just like our translator who can translate English well.
我每次都觉得 George 翻译很好。
I often feel he translates very well.
但是假如有一个比 George 翻译的更好，而 George 感到非常的高兴的话，那他就是有真实的信仰。
Perhaps.If today George saw some other translator who translates better than George himself, and he's happy for this person, then George does possess a genuine faith.
我相信 George 是会的。
I believe George will do that.
这就是我们尊重神。
And this is how we honor God.
真的爱教会。
We truly love his church.
巴不得教会大家都很好。
We truly want everyone to do well in the church.
那就是个真实的信仰。
And this is the genuine faith.
那第二呢，真实的信仰呢，它不但真诚，而且它的真诚呢，不是根据人的要求，不是根据社会的要求。
And the genuine faith is that when we try to live to a standard, it's not according to the society or how other people view.
我觉得扫罗的一切的好处啊，他做得很好，他好忠心，他好公道，他好谦卑，我觉得都是真的。
I believe Saul truly is a faithful, and trustworthy and humble person.
我们一般都会有这样的一个情况。
We often have an understanding like this.
我们从小呢就是学习一些榜样。
That since we're young, we look after some example that we can follow.
从小父母家人就会教我们明白什么是在人的眼中看为好的事情。
And oftentimes we were taught how to be excellent before others.
我们会慢慢成长的时候，我们就会发觉，我们越能够符合大部分的社会的人的标准的话，我们的生活就会越来越安全。
And as we grow older, we realize the more we can live to other people's expectation, the more security we do possess.
这个是我们成长的一个经验。
And this is the experience of our growth.
那是无可口非的。
And this is a truth, the fact.
这是我们一般人生的一个状态。
And this is the condition most of us are in.
对于今天那个网络的时代来说呢，这个是更加清楚了。
And in the age of internet, this facts reveal even much more.
因为我们觉得那个 light 非常重要。
Because we all seeking to be liked.
是不是啊？我们都很喜欢很多人来 like 我们的那个所讲的话所做的。
We like to receive many like votes.
好像
是 our website.
好像事情都变得好简单。
It seems everything become much simpler than before.
我所有的事情就是要得到 like.
Because we almost like we are seeking to be liked as our motivation for living.
Like 好实际的。
Because like is very real.
假如你在 YouTube, 在好多的网络里面你拿到好多好多的 like 的话你有广告费的那个 YouTube 会给你钱的。
For example, if you post a video on YouTube and you receive a lot of likes, you can even receive money because of the likes you got.
好，这个是正常的情况，这样好像在社会上面是好像好正常的情况。
It seems to be very normal in today's society.
但是这样的一种情况了，会慢慢慢慢的离开真实了，就越来越远了。
And however, this can gradually pull us from the reality.
我们好像越来越接受这种的情况。
We begin to indulge ourselves in such mode.
有时候连我们自己都怀疑我们自己。
Even to a point, we start to have doubt about our own heart.
其实那个扫罗啊的问题呢，是他你看他的生平里面呢，他有好多次的那个。他都表示他是非常有一个对宗教的这种遵守啦，那个要求啦，还是十分的严格的。
From the scripture, it looks like Saul was a person who truly wanted to follow the decrees and the law.
其实，假如你看到这个撒母耳记上十三章、十五章，我们刚才都读过了。其实当他失败的时候他还是以为自己在遵守着上帝的吩咐的。
When we just read the passage from 1 Samuel chapter 13 to 15, it almost appears Saul was seeking to follow the law. Even though he failed, he still thought he was following the law.
连他这个擅自的献祭的时候他都有一个理由有一个原因的。
Even though he was taking the plunder to use as the sacrifice, he even find the excuse of why he was doing that.
一方面是他是怕那个百姓一个个走掉了，他就有点害怕，所以他撒母耳嘛还没有来之前呢，他就已经献祭了。
That one thing he was afraid all the crowd may start leaving before Samuel came, and therefore he gave the sacrifice.
但其实还有另外一个原因。
And actually, there was another reason.
他是怕自己祷告不够，所以有问题。
He was afraid that he wasn't strong enough to pray.
他怕自己在这个宗教、这个信仰、这个神的要求这些事情上呢做得不够，所以他就害怕。
He was afraid he does not live up to the demand of God, and therefore he was afraid to stand on the position to do the prayer.
所以他就去献祭了。
And therefore he couldn't wait any longer, so he just went ahead and do the sacrifice.
然后假如我们看圣经每一个他做错的做错事的时候，都是在他觉得自己在敬畏神，在过一个真实的信仰的那个时候。
And many times, many characters in the scripture, they failed, even though they thought they were doing something that's pleasing to God. They thought they are following the law.
这个是一个好可怕的事情。
And this is a frightening fact.
你知道，扫罗的那个失败了，我们好像看不到他有什么机会可以慢慢改变好的。
We realize when Saul failed, we almost find he has no opportunity to change himself back.
好像一直错下去，一直的堕落，一直的做堕落下去。
And looks like he start to fall continuously.
假如你有机会，你回家的再读那个撒母耳记上的那圣经哈，你会看到了有六次圣经是这样说的。
If you have an opportunity and later on continue to read the First Samuel, you realize that there are six occasions being recorded in the scripture.
这个我们读的时候有点不太明白。
And sometimes when we read them, we do not truly comprehend the descriptions.
有六次圣经提到有恶魔从耶和华神那里出来。
Six times being recorded that the evil has been sent by the Lord Jehovah try to disturb Saul.
我不晓得你读到这个圣经的时候了，你有什么感觉？
I'm not sure how do you feel when you read the phrase like this in the Bible.
为什么会有恶魔从耶和华那里出来的呢？
And how come there are evil being sent by the Lord?
那而且不是提到一次啊，还提到六次啊。
And not this is not only being mentioned once, but six times.
好像这种对扫罗来说是一个很特别的一种描述。
And seems like this is a very unique description about Saul.
假如我们看圣经，我们看到了最第一次。当圣经提到有恶魔从耶和华那里出来的时候，扫罗的心就被搅扰了。
And the first time being described that the evil has been sent by the Lord, and the heart of Saul was disturbed.
然后呢，就有人叫做提议他请大卫来弹琴给他听，然后呢，他大卫弹琴，他的心情就会好一点了。
Then someone has suggest to Saul to ask David to come and play lyre to him so that Saul may feel better.
然后后来又看见那个恶魔要来的时候，他就开始了胡言乱语了。
And the third time when evil came, Saul start to speak gibberish.
然后呢，又看再看下去的时候，那个情况呢越来越严重。
And as the story continues, the situation got worsened.
甚至当大卫为他弹琴的时候，他竟然起了杀机，要把大卫杀掉了。
Even during the time when David was playing music for him, he all of a sudden want to kill David.
这种情况越来越严重。
And the situation just got worsened.
然后后来呢，我们又看见他扫罗呢又去交鬼了。
And as it turns out, Saul at the end tried to seek for divination.
那然后这个他本来是他所禁止的，但后来呢，他连自己都做了。
So even though Saul prohibited divination.In the country, and yet he himself seek for witches.
我不晓得你怎么来解释啊，你这个为什么有恶魔从耶和华那里出来？
I don't know how would you explain how could we see the phrase evil from the Lord?
我自己呢有两个看法。
I have two understanding.
一个呢就是因为神有他的主权的。
Because God has his authority.
他有绝对的掌权的。
And he has the ultimate authority over all.
恶魔不可以随便的来伤害人的。
That evil spirit cannot harm people without God's permission.
那好像在约伯记我们就看得好清楚了。
Just like in the book of Job.
所以从这个角度来看呢，这是我们是可以说是神，这个恶魔出现了，也是经过神的容许的。
So we realize the appearance of evil spirit was under the permission of God.
我对于扫罗来说，我有一个看法。
And however, this is my understanding about Saul.
上帝、耶和华、恶魔，这种的情况在他的心里面呢，就已经好混乱了。
Because I believe Saul truly have a confusing point of view about God and evil spirit.
然后呢，人从他身上呢，看到这种情况呢，也觉得好混乱。
And when people see the manifestation of God's work and from the evil spirit, people got confused as well.
那究竟这是神的作为啊，还是魔鬼的作为呢？
So people cannot tell whether this is the result of evil spirit's work or the result of God's work.
好混乱的。
It was very confusing.
这个是扫罗的人生的一个特点。
And this is the unique reflection of Saul's life.
他的宗教信仰，他对神的那个信仰啊，是很模糊的。
And because his understanding about his faith was very weak and confusing.
又好像是他的信仰，又好像不是他的信仰。
It seems like this is his faith, and sometimes it wasn't.
他有好几次说，耶和华，他对撒母耳说，耶和华你的神。
And several times,Saul say to Samuel, say, the Lord, your God.
这是一种很特别的一个描述。
And this is a very unique and special description.
我们来看
the words being used here.
我们来看下一章这个结论了。下一章这个为什么扫罗好像没有任何变好的机会呢？
And why it seems like Saul has no opportunity to repent and to be better?
So, 当他以为自己是在遵守做宗教的要求的时候，
For that he thought he was following the demand of a religion.
他在犯罪的时候，他仍然觉得自己在符合宗教的要求的。
So, when he thought he was following the demand of the law,And yet, he was actually sinning.
这种虚假与真实的混淆了。
So he was mixed from the fantasy with reality.
他就失去了一个变好的机会。
So he lost the opportunity to repent and return back to good.
这个是我们真的要好好注意的。
And this is something we need to pay attention of.
我们不要模仿。在宗教的事情上模仿。
Let us not just imitate the outwardly doing of a religion.
要用专心的去了解什么是信仰，什么是神的一个要求。
But truly understand the demand of God.
所以你记得当撒母耳去到扫罗的面前提醒他一件非常重要的事。
So as we know, when Samuel came to Saul and tried to remind something so important,
他说听命胜于献祭。
He say, obeying is much greater than give offering.
这个就好清楚了。
And this is very evident and clear.
那个扫罗他用献祭来代替了听命。
Because Saul has replace sacrifice to his obedience to God.
然后在新约的法利赛人也是一样。
This is also the same for the Pharisees in New Testament.
他们是用了一个严格的、非常严格的那种信仰上的那种要求，满足了那些要求，就以为自己在听命了。
So they follow a very strict order of religious behavior, and they thought they are living in a life of obedience.
所以今天我们也要小心。
And therefore, this is the same to us that we need to pay attention of.
那在我们的信仰生活上，其实也有好多的要求。
Truly, there are many demands in our daily life.
那些要求是好的。
Those requirements are good.
是必须的。
And something are necessary and important.
但是那是用来表达我们内心的对神的敬畏，对神的爱心，对神的听命。
And however, all the outward behavior were merely a reflection of something inside of us, how we obey and please the Lord.
而不是代替了听命，听命是非常重要。
And we are not using those to replace our genuine faith to God.
所以要满足于一种非常忙碌的一种宗教的生活。
So let us not be satisfied with the busy outwardly service.
有时候假如有太多的宗教的生活的话，我们就格外的警醒。
So if there are so many outwardly religious code that we need to follow, then we need to be alert.
我们很怕我们是用那种外表的那种的工作啊、聚会啊、外表的那种献祭啊，来代替了我们内心的那个听命、那个遵从。
So let us not replace our inwardly honoring God and obedience to God with the outside behavior.
所以我们其实扫罗的那个生平呢，其实从他的一开始的时候，那他的结局呢，在他一开始就是他最好的那种情况里面呢，都已经表达出来了。
So Saul has to reflect his inner self.From his behavior previously.
是从他不懂得感恩。
That first, he does not show gratefulness from the beginning.
是从他去模仿，去按照世界的方法去做到最好。
And he tried to imitate the pattern of the world and tried to behave and show himself as a good person.
是从他用献祭来代替了听命。
And this is how he showed his inner faith by replacing sacrifice with obedience.
所以求神帮助我们有一个属灵的一个警觉。
So may Lord help us so that we have an alert spiritually.
要过一个真实的追求，一个真实的信仰的生活。
And we need to seek for a genuine, faithful life.
但那个不是好深奥的事情。
This is not something profound.
你转向你的眼目，来转向神，听命跟尊重，慢慢就达成了那个真实的信仰的目标了。
We just simply turn our eyesight to the Lord and try to follow Him.Genuinely, then we can start to transform our life.
这是我今天给大家的分享。
This is something I would like to share with you today.
我觉得讨神的喜悦，并不是那么难的事情。
I don't think try to please the Lord is a difficult task.
他不一定叫我们要做好伟大的一个信徒。
God is not asking us to be a great apostle.
他知道我们只不过是尘土。
He realized we are merely dust.
他不要求我们做好伟大的事情。
He does not demand us to do something great.
虽然我们为了福音的缘故，为了别人的需要的缘故，我们都很想做的做多一点的事情。
Though for the sake of Great Commission, many times we do want to do something more.
但是神对我们的要求是好简单。
And yet, the demand from God to us is very simple.
听命。
Just be, to be obedient.
听命胜于献祭。
Obedience is greater than sacrifice.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你的话语是那么的清楚。
Because your words is so clear.
你告诉我们什么是当做的事。
You have told us what is necessary.
什么是我们应该注意的事情。
What is the one that we need to pay attention of?
而你要求我们都是专心来跟随你。
And you require us to pay attention to follow you.
留心来明白你自己的话语。
And we need to heed and understand your words.
主啊，当玛利亚来安静在你的面前的时候。
And Lord, as Mary who sat quietly before your feet.
你就称赞她，她选上了上好的福分。
And you have commended her that she has chosen the best.
因为她拥有了最重要的一件事情。
Because she has chosen the best.
就是聆听。
That is listening.
主要帮助我们效法玛利亚。
And Lord, may you help us to learn from Mary.
选上了人生中最重要的一件事。
That to choose the best in life.
愿你随听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.